but you want it to be chicken.
I want the kind from the sugar can.
Yeah.
So I get the can.
You're
that doesn't mean the can is in. It means it's from the sugar can.
Yeah. Did y'all use a lot of molasses back when you were younger? Say maybe put it in your coffee even, or put it in...
No, we used to make pancakes, biscuits. My mother used to get the yellow grits, and she cooked the grits. I did it quite a bit, too, since I've been grown. You cook the grits, and then you pour it in a bowl on a platter. You know what a platter is, huh? What you put meat on? You put it on this platter, and you let it get cold. And then you slice it and slice it, and you make an egg batter. Beat up an egg, and you dip it in that egg, and then you fry it in some fat. Then you put it on a plate, and you pour some molasses on it, or syrup, or honey, and some butter, and you eat that. It's good.
That's called?
It tastes better than pancake. That's called grits and syrup. And it really tastes better than pancakes.
Yeah.
And it's better for you. You know, the grits of the cornmeal is always better than the flour for you.
What is made out of flour in loaves, baked in loaves?
Flour is made out of wheat, from the wheat.
What would you make out of that in loaves? What would you make out of flour baked in loaves?
Bread. You can make loaves of bread, like you can make a French bread, or you can make a long bread and cut it in slices, call that sliced bread. You can make loaves of bread. You can make pies, a pastry for the pies. You can make cake out of it. You can make most anything out of it. We also make glue out of the flour.
Yeah, you told me that for years cotton.
And they call it paste. Instead of glue, they call it paste.
When it's made to rise, you make it rise.
Well, you put yeast in and you call that rising bread. In fact, most people call it homemade bread. But really, it's called rising bread.
There's a difference between homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store called...
It's much different. It tastes much different. I don't know why, but it surely tastes different.
Homemade bread tastes different than...
Than the bread the bakery put out.
What you call, that's called...
That's called a baker's bread.
Baker's bread.
Yeah.
Did other kinds of bread that you make with flour, would you ever use potatoes in it? Potatoes?
Yeah, you can put a sweet potato in it, or you can put an Irish potato in it.
Yeah.
We put Irish potatoes now, because when you put a sweet potato, it makes it a little bit too sweet, because we always put a tablespoon full of sugar in it.
Yeah.
And the bread, when you make it.
Okay.
You put the flour, and you put the... let's see now, we put this, it's a little bag of yeast. We used to get our yeast, it's called, it was a cake of yeast. It used to come in little cakes of yeast, it was a better yeast. But now, you get the yeast, it's a powder, comes in a little bag. And you put that in a little warm water and you stir that up. And you take the flour and you put it in a bowl, and then you put this shortening in it and you mix it all up. Then you put your salt, you put a tablespoon full of the sugar in it, or you can put the molasses if you want. And then you boil this potato, and then you cut that potato up in there, and then you stir all that up, you pour that yeast in there, and you whip all that up together. And then you roll it. You don't roll it, you kneel it. See, you spring it backwards and forward, and you kneel it. You call that kneeling. Just take your fist, and you punch it like that. You don't do it like you do biscuits. And then after you do that, you put it in a bowl, and you put a towel or something over it, and you put it close up, like your oven, where the pilot lighters, you have to put it someplace where it's warm, and let it rise. And after it rises, then you cut it into loaves, like you want it, like if you want it into little buns, you know, breakfast buns.